very much. My name is Shenyang Li, and I'm from the Plant Biomechanics Lab at NYU Abu Dhabi. I'm going to be talking about a novel device for quantifying maize stalk lodging propensity. So, stalk lodging. It's an agronomic problem that has been estimated to account for between 5 to 20% of yield losses of the maize crop every year. But I think one of the more important impacts of this is that it's not only accounting for current yield losses, but it's also a limiting factor for the development of novel, high-performing maize varieties. Many otherwise promising varieties are eliminated from breeding studies because they lodge, and because breeders and farmers cannot afford to bear the risk associated with this inherently unpredictable phenomenon. A large part of this phenomenon actually comes from the large number of influencing factors that contribute to stalk lodging. Amongst them, there are weather, the presence of pests, presence of diseases, and most importantly, there's also the inherent lodging propensity or strength of the variety. Part of the solution for this problem of lodging must come from the development of more lodging-resistant varieties, and in order to do that, plant breeders need a reliable way to quantitatively measure the strength of a stock of corn variety. This currently does not exist. Current approaches to measuring this involve planting a field and counting the percentage of lodged plants at the end of a season. Obviously, this has many limitations because it's open to confounding by a variety of factors, including weather and other environmental factors. It's very possible for two equally strong varieties to exhibit different levels of lodging in the field simply because one of them was exposed to harsher weather than the other. So this is why we, from the Plant Biomechanics Lab, a group of engineers, is collaborating with plant scientists to try and come up with novel predictors of stalk strength that would enable plant breeders to more accurately phenotype the lodging propensity of different varieties. And to that end, we carried out a mechanical test on a sample of 1,000 corn stalks drawn from 5 different varieties planted at 5 different planting densities in 2 locations and 2 replicates to try and see if we can find new predictors of strength that would effectively separate out the influence of the environment and the inherent properties of the variety. This test is known as the 3-point bending test. In this test, a stalk is supported at 2 ends and a force is applied in the middle to bend the stalk and also and to determine a variety of mechanical features of the stalk. Building on previous work done in the Plant Biomechanics Lab, we loaded and supported these stalks at the stiffer and stronger node tissues so as to avoid crushing the stalk laterally and inducing premature failure. This has allowed us to get failure patterns in the lab that were realistic and similar to what you might observe in the field. So, and from these tests, we obtain force and deflection data in real time. We're increasing the force applied to the stalk over time and measuring the corresponding deflection of the stalk at each of those time points. We looked at the variety of different potential predictors, and out of these, one of them stood out in particular. It is something based on something we call flexure rigidity. This is an engineering quantity that describes how strong or how resistant a structure is in response to bending. So a good way to think of it is a pool noodle is more flexible and easier to bend than a corresponding steel rod. And it depends on the Young's modulus of the material, which is a material property. It describes how stiff a material is, and the area moment of inertia, which is a measure of the geometric shape and size at every cross-section. A corn stalk is extremely variable over its length, so usually you would have to measure flexure rigidity by taking the material properties and the geometric properties at every cross-section of the stalk. Clearly, this is extremely time-consuming and unrealistic as a breeding tool. So what we've come up with is we've gone back to engineering beam theory, which has equations that relate the deflection of a beam in response to a force and its length, and it also involves the term EI, which is what flexure rigidity is, and we have done a series of algebraic manipulations that allow us to effectively determine the composite material properties and geometric properties of an entire stalk using a single mechanical test. So what we do is we do the mechanical test, we measure force and deflection data, we fit a line to the initial linear portion of the curve over here. We obtain the force deflection slope or gradient, and we multiply that by a correction factor involving the length, and that allows us to get a composite value for flexure rigidity for the whole stalk. And we've identified this as a strong predictor of stock strength. In our lab studies, we've found that flexure rigidity of the stocks accounted for 81% of the variation in stock strength amongst these 1,000 samples that we tested. In order to compare this to existing measures of strength, we looked at rind penetration resistance. We went back and carried out rind penetration resistance tests where you drive a sharpened needle to the rind of the stock and measure the force required. And this is the existing measure that's been used in a number of breeding studies for lodging resistance. And we found that this existing measure only accounted for 18% of the variation. This is quite surprising to us because the literature has reported that this is a good predictor for strength. However, we think that this might be because these existing studies have looked at, in particular, weak and strong varieties, whereas in our studies, we only looked at commercial and pre-commercial varieties that have been bred for lodging resistance to some extent. So this is a further argument for using flexure rigidity as a breeding tool, because it allows us to differentiate merely strong and truly exceptional varieties in late-stage breeding trials, and therefore allows us to reap the marginal benefits from where we are at in the stage of breeding. We are also interested in not just the strength of the relationship, but also how robust it or how well it stood up to variations in confounding factors. So we went ahead and split our data set of 1,000 stocks up by the different blocking variables, hybrid, planting density, location, and replicate, and try and see how the regression relationships varied as we split this data set up. So as you can see here, the relationships from flexure rigidity remain mostly constant across different hybrids. Each of these lines here represent the relationship drawn from a single hybrid, 200 stocks. And in all of these cases, hybrid planting density and location, etc., we're able to predict more than 70% of the variation in stock strength of the remaining 800 stocks by using a model that is trained on only 200 of the stocks. Now compare this to rind penetration resistance. We did the same thing. You can see that the regression relationships really vary significantly as you do that. And the cross-group coefficient of variation range from 0.23 to 0, actually. So you can see that this relationship rapidly degrades as you move across different blocking factors. So this further shows us that flexure rigidity is a promising tool for breeding, because when you're dealing with novel varieties, you don't want to have to determine the model parameters every time you deal with a new and unknown variety. You want to be able to determine the parameters from existing varieties and apply that predictive relationship to new, new lines. So these lab results are extremely promising, and that drove us to develop a device that will allow you to measure flexure rigidity in the field, because that is what you will need to effectively carry out phenotyping and use it for breeding in real life. This is what the device looks like sitting in a lab back in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. And this is these two are pictures from field testing that we were doing in Iowa just yesterday, actually. So this device works by having a pivoting arm, which allows the user to manually apply a lateral force to the stock, deflecting it, and it captures force and deflection data in real time. And that allows us to determine flexure rigidity using a procedure that is quite similar to what we use for the lab test. Here are some preliminary field validation data, which is collected from yesterday. Here, I'm not sure why it doesn't show up here, I apologize, but the coefficient of variation or R squared value from this field test, we got 0.77. So we were trying to answer the question, are these relationships determined in the lab going to hold up in the field? And our preliminary data seems to indicate that they are holding up. Well, of course, I'll be the first to admit that this preliminary data has many limitations. It is a small sample size, 77 stocks. It was drawn from a single variety planted in one location and was also tested 2 months after the rest of the field was harvested, mainly because of logistical reasons and when we could be in the States for these tests. But these initial results look extremely promising, and we hope to carry out further validation in the coming months and after making some minor improvements to the device. So in conclusion, our lab tests indicate that flexure rigidity is a good predictor for stock strength, and our preliminary data from the field has shown that this seems to be holding up. So we are very excited for this because it seems to be a very promising tool for breeding. It will allow plant breeders to inform their breeding efforts and help them to more effectively develop lodging-resistant varieties of maize. So So with that, I would like to acknowledge the following individuals and organizations for assistance rendered to me in the carrying out this research. And with that, I thank you for your attention.
We will now open the floor to questions from the judges.
Okay, so these plants, these 1,000 plants, were harvested at the normal harvesting time for the field and drawn from 5 varieties, 5 planted in 5 densities from 2 separate locations and done in 2 replicates. And these stalks were harvested, the leaves were removed, the ears were removed, and they were forced dried in a forced air dryer to between 10 to 13% moisture content to prevent degradation, and we brought them to the lab and conducted testing on them. So they're all harvested at the same time and drawn from a number of different places and varieties. Yes, please.
From your pictures, it looked like you did most of your tests when the plants were, like you said, ready to harvest.
Right.
Or completely mature. Have you thought about doing any of the tests while the plants are still in the earlier vegetative stage?
Yes. So actually, this research was carried out in collaboration with plant scientists at Monsanto Company. So we are actually trying to distinguish between the problems of green snap, which is lodging in the early stages, and this is what we call late season stalk lodging. We are also distinguishing between stalk lodging, which is failure of the stalk, and root lodging, which is when the plant falls over because the roots fail to hold onto the soil. So we are looking at this very specific area. So for now, the scope of the research we're doing is on optimizing the stalk to make it stronger and more resistant to lodging. But this device that we're doing, this flexure rigidity device, we hope to test it in, because it's non-destructive, right? We'll be able to collect data throughout the life cycle of the stalk and try and chart out how strength develops over time, and also try to generalize this relationship to maize plants at different stages of their growth cycle. Yeah, thanks.
So your did you build the device?
Yes. So the device actually looks like this. This is a first generation prototype, and this is a second generation prototype that we tested just yesterday. So my training is in engineering, so building a device is actually what I'm more trained in than the plant science side of things. So this is an example of a good collaboration between scientists and engineers from different fields. I'm actually doing this as part of my engineering capstone project, which is what engineering students do in the final year. They design a system or device. So yeah, it's part of it. Right, thank you very much.